on that particular court case. It's 7:22.
Scientists are looking for super memorizers for a new study on people with exceptional memories. The University of Cambridge is trying to find out why some people are much better at remembering things than others. John Simons is a professor of neuroscience at the university. Morning, John.
Good morning.
So what exactly are you up to?
Well, we know people vary a lot in their memory abilities. Some people have very reliable, very accurate memories. Some of us perhaps feel like our memories are not quite as good as they used to be. And we spend a lot of time working with people who have memory impairments, perhaps due to dementia or brain injury. But there's a lot to be learned from studying people who are right at the other end of the scale with exceptional memories. So these are people perhaps can recall sequences of playing cards, hundreds of playing cards, or recite the number of pi to thousands of digits or something. And we're really interested in this big new study in finding out how specific these abilities are. If people can remember lots of digits, does that generalize to other areas, perhaps remembering words or faces? And does it generalize to everyday life? Are there strategies that these people use to boost their memory? And do their brains have perhaps differences in the structure of the brain or how they function?
Yeah. What do we know about that? Because we understand how memory works, as I understand it anyway. But do we know why some people have amazing memories and other people don't? Like, can we see differences in kind of brain structure?
Do they have an enormous hippocampus?
Well, we're really interested in finding that kind of thing out. So we've got some clues from previous studies. There are some smaller studies, some other studies that have happened previously that give us some clues that areas like the hippocampus, for example, in the middle of the brain, might be larger or might be better connected in people who have good memories. But we're talking about super memorizers here, people with really exceptional memories. And it may be that there's something else going on in the different brain networks that support memory that help those people to achieve those remarkable feats of memory.
My memory is abysmal these days. Can I make it better? Like, to what extent is memory like a muscle that you can kind of train up?
Well, we definitely think that, you know, working on your memory, working on exercising it can help boost our memory. But what we're really interested in with this study is, are there strategies that these super memorizers are using that can boost their memories? And then if we can find out that there are, then that knowledge can help us, A, understand how memory works. But also, if there are these strategies, that could potentially help us with, you know, to help boost people's memory in everyday life, but also maybe to help design therapies or interventions that could help people with memory impairments. So it's really something we are interested in with this study.
Do you know if people's memory has been affected at all by the fact that we now all have all of the information in the world effectively in our pockets?
There are some studies that suggest that has changed the way a memory works, actually. There are studies that suggest that if there are things we're trying to remember that we think are available online, we find it harder to remember those things. And that's something that, you know, maybe is some kind of an adaptation where we're starting to realize we can kind of offload those memory abilities to, you know, our devices or to the internet or whatever. We don't need to devote that kind of brain power, that energy to trying to remember those things. So it may be that, you know, technological advances are changing the way that our brains are working.
Yeah, I think in all sorts of ways, potentially. There are kind of quirks that, for some reason, lists of things that stick in our heads. So I don't know whether that's a sort of separate part of memory function. Song lyrics, for example, which can stay with you forever. I like this from Louise in St Albans. She says, I can remember the list of herbs and spices my mum had on a tea towel in her kitchen when I was about 8. I think there were 30 of them, which isn't that long a list. I mean, it's pretty long, but it was a long time ago, says Louise. Why can she still remember that, even if she's not sort of regularly going back through the list in her head?
Well, there are some things that we can just remember, particularly from childhood, because they were, you know, really formative memories. They might have been really emotionally important to us. They might have been salient in other ways. But it's interesting you mentioned music. I mean, that's another thing that really does stick in people's heads in very different ways to other kinds of information. And there's really striking examples from patients who have quite profound amnesia due to, you know, real substantial damage to the areas like the hippocampus, but who nevertheless have been able to remember music that they might have played earlier on in life to a, you know, really quite significant degree. So there does seem to be something special about things like music and other perhaps emotionally salient types of information.
And you're also trying to see if people who are neurodiverse are more likely to have an exceptional memory. And because I suppose if you do find something like that, then you can immediately start changing the stigma around something like that and saying, well, this is more of a kind of superpower.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And so some autistic people, you know, may have sort of savant-like abilities. And in some of those people, that can include exceptional memory. And, you know, we're really interested in anyone who thinks they might be a super memorizer to try out our memory tests. And it may be that some of those people will be autistic, some of them won't be. And it really is, as you say, about, you know, trying to understand that there are some, you know, some great skills, some great abilities and great gifts that can be associated with conditions like autism. It isn't just about things going wrong or, you know, differences or whatever. Mm. There can be some great strengths that people can demonstrate.
Can you just give us a really sort of easy memory game that will help sharpen our memories? Is there something that you would recommend?
Well, I think, you know, anything that we can do that can help to exercise our memories can be good. So often we might, you know, do things where we think, oh, I've got to, you know, remember certain things that I want to remember when I go shopping. So I'll use my phone to note those down. Instead, try and use your memory. Maybe do note them down in your phone, but try not to rely on your phone. Try and see if you can do it in your head as well. Because exercising memory in that way certainly does seem to be something that can help to retain our memory abilities and to, you know, to even boost them to greater degrees.
So even just a list of half a dozen everyday things, if you were thinking about that every day, that would help potentially.
Exactly, yes.
Nice. I'm going to try that.
What are you going to try and remember?
My shopping list.
Very good. Are you looking for just...
never 6 items long, by the way.
are you just looking for people with very good memories, or are you interested in people who've got really bad memories as well, John?
Well, for this study, really, we're just interested in people who think that they are, you know, that they have an exceptional memory. So we're really hopeful that if we get lots and lots of people with, you know, a really fantastic memory, we'll get quite a few who really do have an exceptional kind of off the scale level of memory. So we really, anyone who believes they've got an exceptional memory is invited to take part. And then based on their performance, some of those people will be invited to Cambridge to have a brain scan. And we can really try and explore their exceptional memory in more detail.
Really interesting talking to you. Is there somewhere that people can go to apply, John?
Yes. So there's a website. It's tinyurl.com/memory search.
Okay. So if anyone is listening thinking, do you know what? My memory is absolutely fantastic. Get in touch with John and the team. Thanks so much, John. Have a good day.
Thank you.
That's John Simons, Professor of Neuroscience at the University of Cambridge.